Yesterday we were talking about Michael Bublé making his debut as a coach on The Voice. There's so many outstanding reality talent shows where you wouldn't even know these people are, you know, exist in North America if it wasn't for some of these talent shows, because there's so much talent out there. And I know you have a story of America's Got Talent.
Yeah, last night they wrapped up season 19. They've been doing it 19 seasons now. They crowned a new winner last night. Here's the announcement along with his final performance.
The AGT champion and winner of $1 million is... Richard Grunner!
Journey get a new frontman?
I know. I was thinking about this because the timing on this couldn't have been better, right? Because earlier this week we heard that the Journey had a hard time at Rock in Rio. And Richard Goodall was last night's champion. He's 55. He was Heidi Klum. You get a golden buzzer as a judge, and she gave him the golden buzzer. And he's a janitor from Indiana. He's 55. He sings classic rock songs, mostly Journey songs. So if Journey's looking for a new front man, you know, here's Richard Goodall.
And the current front man just bombed in Rio.
Yeah.
And, you know, he admitted himself. He's like, no one's more disappointed in this performance than myself. And if there's enough texts that come in that suggest I should step down, I will do so, because I don't want to ruin the band's reputation. And there's been previous frontmen that have basically ruined their vocal cords trying to sing the Journey songs. Like, they're that challenging.
And to throw more gasoline on the fire, all of Journey except that lead man were there last night to crown him. They were there.
He didn't realize it was an audition. You're not only getting a paycheck and you're winning this big competition, that's an audition.
But Journey may want you as their new lead singer.
Can you imagine? So you're it's like what's the movie with Matt Damon and he's the janitor, but he does all the math equation. Goodwill Hunting.
Yeah.
And so
Robin Williams.
Yeah, all of a sudden you went from this position and now you tell your, you know, family, hey, by the way, I'm going on the road with Journey with a super famous band to sing super famous songs, and we have $1 million.
But we'll wait and see, because, you know, that may not happen. But
he would be such a great tag team.
What, like, a great story to tell for Journey.
And just he's a great fill-in. Let's say if the lead singer is like, yeah, let me take some time off, let me rethink this, or maybe even the band suggests that, or they start just... let's just tour with him. Because you don't, you know, if you're still really into being a band and you're still really successful and everyone else is doing well, but just the vocals are like you talk about with pitchers. You only have so many pitches in your arm, right? If you're at worn out phase, but they still want to tour, people still want to see them, and they're still selling out.
Fill up stadiums easily.
Wow.
So they might have found themselves a new lead singer. Wouldn't that be a great story, though? I can't believe how great a story that is.
Timing is everything in life. It really, truly is. Yep. And for this gentleman, that's what a great story for everyone, and Journey fans as well.